The news is read by Brian Jennings.
The Cabinet will be told this morning that exports of pharmaceuticals and chemicals from Ireland to the US could decline by about a half if the Trump administration applies a 20% tariff on the sector and the EU does the same in return. The Taoiseach Simon Harris will bring a memo to Cabinet detailing the potential economic impact for Ireland ahead of the expected decision by the US to introduce tariffs on EU countries from as early as tomorrow. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
This country exports up to 58 billion euro in pharma and chemicals to the US annually. And overall, some 32% of the country's total goods exports go to the US market. Ministers will hear this morning that the EU is operating on the basis that a 20% blanket tariff will be initially applied to all EU countries by the Trump administration. However, a large amount of uncertainty remains on whether sector or even country-specific tariffs might be applied too. The Minister for Foreign Affairs and Trade is expected to tell colleagues that Ireland must adopt a calm and measured approach in the coming days. And he will emphasise the importance of showing solidarity and unity with the EU. Also this morning, the Minister for Public Expenditure, Jack Chambers, will tell colleagues that the best way to safeguard against the impact of tariffs is to focus investment in public capital projects as he sets out the next steps to review the National Development Plan.
The Dáil will this evening debate and vote on a motion of confidence in the Cean Comhairle, Verona Murphy. It's the first time in the history of the Dáil that such a vote has taken place in a Cean Comhairle. It follows angry scenes in the Dáil chamber last week when a government proposal to allocate new speaking time to the regional independent TDs and its own backbenchers was passed. The Cean Comhairle was accused by five opposition parties of failing to apply the rules of the Dáil fairly during the lead-up to that vote. Most low-income households have had to make high-risk changes in order to cope with the cost of living crisis, according to ESRI research. The study, which covers a two-year period between 2022 and 2024, also found that many households were unaware of government schemes they could avail of. Kate Carlan reports.
Cutting back on essentials, entering arrears, taking on more debt and eating into savings. Just some of the choices low-income households surveyed by the ESRI have been forced to take in order to make ends meet amid the cost of living crisis. Households taking these decisions reported high levels of stress, while households with children were even more strongly affected. The study found that vulnerable households didn't avail of all the government benefits, such as rent supplements or medical cards that were available to them. Many of those surveyed said they were unaware of all the supports that are available, while those that did apply for them said the process was difficult.
Myanmar has held a two-minute silence this morning in tribute to the victims of the earthquake that has killed more than 2,000 people. The 7.7 magnitude earthquake struck 4 days ago, destroying roads and flattening buildings as far away as Bangkok. The country came to a standstill at 7:21 a.m. Irish time, the precise time the quake struck on Friday, to remember those killed. Aid groups arriving in the worst hit areas have said there is an urgent need for shelter, food and water, and a massive humanitarian effort is required. Melissa Hine of the World Food Programme described the situation on the ground as desperate.
We sent a team into Mandalay, so they arrived there earlier in the day and are telling us that people are camping out outside on the streets, if they're lucky, taking shelter in monasteries. There's a lot of destruction and rubble, damage to infrastructure and roads, so it's quite a desperate situation that they're seeing on the ground in Mandalay and the same in Naypyidaw.
The Lebanese Health Ministry has said at least three people have been killed and seven wounded in an Israeli airstrike on Beirut's southern suburbs early this morning. It's the second such operation against Beirut in recent days. Lebanese authorities condemned the strike, calling it a dangerous warning that signalled premeditated intentions against the country. Israel's military said it had targeted a Hezbollah militant who was assisting Hamas. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant from HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
Dry and sunny today. Long spells of hazy sunshine at first will give way to widespread sunshine as the day goes on. Highest temperatures will range from 11 to 18 degrees, coolest along southern and eastern counties, and warmest in the west.